serve decades in prison. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. Sentencing handed down for the man who authorities say helped his neighbors chase a black man who was out for a run in his Georgia neighborhood.
A federal judge sentenced William Bryan to 35 years in prison after a jury found he violated Ahmaud Arbery's civil rights and targeted him because he was black. Bryan joined father Greg McMichael and his son Travis chasing Arbery through their neighborhood. Bryan recorded the murder on his cell phone. In court, Bryan apologized and said he would not have participated if he had known then what he knows now. Arbery's father, Marcus, said outside of court that apology is too late.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The McMichaels were sentenced to life in prison without parole. All three were also convicted on state charges. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden were in Kentucky this afternoon to get a firsthand look at the devastation from last week's flooding.
We're going to come back better than before. And I really mean it. That's the objective I have. Not come back to what we were before. Come back to better than we were before.
The president said he would give the state whatever it needs to recover. FEMA teams were still in the area helping residents with flooding from last December, so they were able to respond quickly. She's probably best known for her role as Sandy in the 1978 movie musical Grease. Olivia Newton-John has died at age 73 after a 30-year battle with breast cancer.
Newton-John catapulted into superstardom after co-starring with John Travolta in the musical, which produced duets You're the One That I Want and Summer Nights. She had a long list of credits to her name, selling over 100 million albums worldwide and winning multiple awards, including 4 Grammys and 9 American Music Awards. Her U.S. album debut, Let Me Be There, produced her first top 10 single of the same name in 1973. She had 10 number one hits in all in New York. Cora Engel, Fox News.
America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
The Biden administration is sending the largest delivery of military aid yet to Ukraine, totaling about $1 billion.
The latest tranche of aid to Ukraine includes rockets, ammunition, and other arms, a shipment of artillery, timed with Russian advances in southern Ukrainian port cities. In all, the U.S. has provided about $9 billion in security assistance to Ukraine since Russia's invasion in February. Congress approved a $40 billion aid package for Ukraine in May, designed to allow the Pentagon to send a steady supply of weapons to Ukraine for several months. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A Miami-Dade federal judge has ruled that money from the sale of Florida beachfront property where a condo tower collapsed will be used to pay the property taxes of the destroyed units, and that the money should not be deducted from the money earmarked to compensate owners of the units. 98 people were killed when the building collapsed last June. A Minnesota school district is at odds with the teachers union and LGBTQ allies over a policy that opponents say would undermine equity and inclusion.
Three Becker County, Minnesota school board members have proposed a ban on what they describe as political indoctrination or the teaching of inherently divisive concepts within the district. Opponents say the move is an attempt to stifle free speech, suppress LGBTQ students, and prohibit the accurate teaching of history and other subjects. A school board committee is scheduled to meet next month after the proposal is reviewed by attorneys. Opponents have said they'd likely challenge the policy in court if it is approved. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
At the box office this weekend, the action film Bullet Train, starring Brad Pitt, earned $30.1 million its opening weekend. DC League of Super Pets in second with $11.2 million. Jordan Peele's Nope rounding out the top three with $8.5 million. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.